Welcome to Regular Friends. I'm Brian, and we are on a new, for those of you watching this on YouTube, we're on now a Insta360 Link 2C camera that I think is a little bit too close because I look gigantic in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The forest perspective is a bit much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You can be on white mic.
Yay.
Move that over some.
Is it cold?
Yeah, just got it out the back of the fridge. Talk here.
Now it's just a cold ones episode.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I have a new microphone stand for me, so I don't have to have in my Amazon box, so I don't have to have, you know, my mic stand on the box the whole time.
Another one of these?
Yeah, another one of those.
Okay.
Welcome. This is the free episode that's going up on YouTube. Hello to everybody who is in the chat. My name is Brian. I'm your host from Regular Car Reviews.
I'm Frey.
Frey, head of public safety for Freedelphia. And my roommate, Holly. Hello.
Hi.
We just got home from work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just drove up.
Yeah. So Holly just drove up, and I should have been here when Frey was here, but I'm like, instead of mailing my bill to Towamitson Township sewer bill came in, the quarterly sewer bill. I'm like, I've been sitting inside all day. I mean, I went to the gym earlier this morning, but I want to drive the small car, so I drove the Honda today out. And then I would have been here when you were here, but I just like, I'm going to see where some of these roads go. So bang, down I go, you know, down some alleys because I wanted to find a faster way to get to the turnpike, but I couldn't find it. And then I came back here, and then Holly said that, hey, what's up?
Am I good to talk?
Yeah, you're good to talk. Literally, Ryan, the contractor, is talking. What's up? Monday morning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And sounds good.
Still looking the same.
All right.
Just didn't get the backer up today, so.
Okay. All right.
Everything's good with the plumbing, so.
Excellent. Great to hear.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
See you guys.
That's new bathroom time. Riveting, riveting podcast. Riveting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of
pecs
play do you like?
Yeah. Ryan shows up and those numbers just skyrocketed. Love it. Love seeing it.
Yeah. Now what the master bathroom needs is new tile everything. When they pulled out the, you know, the inserted soap dish, you know, that's in the tiles, you know, the kind of the old time shower, you, mm-hmm. you reach in, like the soap's a little bit recessed in the wall. When he pulled that out, that thing was wedged in between, it wasn't like attached between the two studs. What somebody did was just mixed up a whole bunch of concrete and old newspaper and just shoved it in the wall and then right that in there.
Oh.
Yeah. There was no vapor barrier and there's an electrical outlet sharing the wall.
I love the 70s.
The only vapor barrier was the tiles themselves.
Something's clicking.
Yeah, something's clicking over there. Man, you can hear that old laptop just...
Is Edna in the room with us now?
Yeah. It's... I'm going to get a new laptop once I pay off more of this mortgage and I can justify spending more money. Because that bathroom's going to be a lot. But it's going to be nice when it's going to be done. And it's going to have
vapor... Will the green gobbler remain?
The green bathroom remains the same. I wanted to tell Ryan, he's presenting me with all these tile choices, and I said, I'm gay, but not that kind of gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just give me grandma style. Give me the equivalent of a 2002 Toyota Camry bathroom, which is pretty much what it was. So the only stylistic change that's going to happen is that the bathroom tiles used to be 4x4. Now they're 2x something or other. They're 2x4.5 or something. They're still subway tiles, but they're going to be rectangles instead of squares. And they're going to go all the way to the ceiling this time and not have wallpaper in the upper half of the shower stall.
I mean, just pale white. Everything pale white.
It's going to be... They called it Rittenhouse something or other. It's beige. It's going to be just more beige.
Beige.
More beige. And then new shower doors and then a new shower tub in there. He also found that
the slidey doors?
With the slidey doors.
Oh.
And a new, what he was hauling out earlier was the new base because the old one, we didn't know that that was leaking as well.
Oh.
And there was a little bit of mold that he treated the wood and scraped it. Good guy. But my only gripe is that...
Beer!
Yeah. My only gripe, and this is just when you're a contractor, just tell me the time. Under promise, over deliver with your when you're going to show up. He's like, I'll be here at 9:30, 12:45. You know, that sort of stuff.
Hmm.
But he's in there, slowly chipping away at it. And it's only one person that can work on it because you could have a helper, but there's no room in that bathroom to work. There's just room for one body. So bienvenidos power bottoms, hello from cold Russia. Oh, nice. Hi Brian, is your involvement in terrestrial radio production over for good, or no? I mean, if someone wants me to get on mic, I mean, they would have to like pay me an amount to get on mic again, and I think maybe I should have that camera back where it originally was, back over there. I'm futzing right now.
Hey.
Oh, you got the lamp.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll see if that fixes it.
It's... Now it needs to be farther away.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Need someone to hold it. Full-time camera holder.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, God.
Now we're short. Now we're going to do the POV. It's a cooking channel now. We're going to do a POV of us chopping an onion. That'll work.
That's different.
It's like they're watching over us now.
Yeah, and you can see my thinning hair. This rules. It's Matto. Hi, Matto. Matto was our fixer for RCR Australia. Hope to see you again. And hello to Muttasaur, who's thinking about coming. She is an American expat living in Melbourne, and her husband said, if Philly wins the Super Bowl, we're going to Philadelphia. And we won. So I think they're buying a ticket to come all the way. Man, I still don't like that camera thing. Thinning hair, thickening. Nice. It's gonna have to. It really has to be like in the absolute corner. But yeah.
It's like school picture day.
Yeah. I'm still far away. Man.
Muttasaur sounded familiar, and I had to look it up.
Artist.
Yeah, they got like a bunch of really cute stickers on their website.
Mm. So, the one Kia says, I was curious because I really like your DJ voice. It's very, well, thank you so much. When you feed off the former KUR announcing tagline. Yeah, it's burned into my brain at this point. So, what I wanted to... last time Frey was here, we were talking about different ambulances throughout history and different sort of emergency vehicles, and we didn't get to dive into that topic. And I, of course, have additional questions about working security at furry conventions. And I also want to talk to you about the upcoming Forget About It convention. And how that started.
Well, where do you want to start? Because each one of these topics I can talk about for a while.
I know the basics of how Forget About It started, because it involves my favorite type of furry drama. That's called I Was Just Joking.
I Was Just Joking. Yeah. Well, not so much.
Yeah.
But kind of, but not. There, We watched this other event that we will not name because we don't want them gaining any more traction than they already have. Start forming years and years ago, and we kind of didn't really pay it any mind because we didn't really know who was running it. They kept it very secret. We knew that a certain Furball that was in New Jersey was kind of the hedge fund for it. They were taking money and saving up for it. And then they announced that they're having this event. They did a barbecue wherein a couple of our staff members were who were local to the area where they had it went because they didn't know any better. And the leaders of the event were like, we're going to put Furadelphia in the ground, blah, blah, blah. We really didn't know where that came from at the time because we didn't have any interaction with them. And then it came out that the leadership was a whole bunch of people in what's known as the Raider Furs, which are cosplaying Nazis. Because, oh boy. And they the first year went through and they were like, we got rid of the main guy who was the one wearing the armband. We got rid of him. They didn't because he's the sole proprietor of the company. And 3-ish months before the convention, they switched from a not-for-profit to a for-profit, which allowed them to hide their books and take donations from people without it being on the books. You couldn't see where the money was coming from.
Interesting.
And it also made them get a profit. They also, we can't figure out through their books if they actually had the reg numbers that they did and everything else.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it was a tricky move that did not sit well with us. And then they recently, mid last year to the end of last year, had gotten rid of a lot of problem children in their chats that were known to the Raiders and just banned from a lot of local events for saying horrible things. Like one of them was banned for threatening a trans person that it was going to run them over with their car.
And this is something that someone wrote on the internet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, Smart guy.
They said it in person and then wrote it on Facebook because for whatever reason, this particular flavor of furry really likes Facebook.
I wonder why.
Right.
So they started adding all these people back into their chat again. These people that they banned for PR to get the money for their con are now back in their chat and being welcomed. And those people were turning around and telling locals for this convention that it's their world now and they can sit down.
What world are they talking about?
Well, their convention, their little inner world of the chat and everything else. Okay. I misspoke. And so we watched this happen. They weren't stepping down. The board wasn't stepping down. They were just banning people from the chats instead of giving them answers. They hired some, like half the board's from Florida. This is in New Jersey.
Interesting.
So as a background, I'm born and raised from New Jersey in Middlesex County where this other event takes place.
Mm-hmm.
I have family buried there. So I took a little bit of personal offense that this convention being ran by Nazis, you let one into a bar, it's a Nazi bar.
Yeah.
Were happening so close to where my grandparents, who were from Poland, escaped Poland, were buried. So a whole bunch of local organizations, us, FD, the First State, and a couple of the groups that are in New Jersey that host gatherings, I guess, where they meets.
Yeah.
I guess for meets. It's an antiquated term,
It is. Just a party.
Yeah. Banded together, and we went and looked at a hotel in the same dates as them and said, none of us want to go to this convention because we don't want to go to the bar that lets in the Nazi because it's a Nazi bar. So we're going to start our own event and give people that are sickened by what's going on another place to go. So we found this hotel in Mount Laurel and made sure it was just far away enough that people won't try to do both in the same weekend. And then, bada bing, bada boom, signed the contract, and here we are a month and a half, 2 months out.
Nice.
You forgot the line that kind of kickstarted all of this?
Oh, yeah, one of the lovely people from their, I guess, friend group that run that other event that we won't talk about.
Yeah.
Went into the chat after kicking all these people and said, if you don't like it, start your own con.
Nice.
So we did.
So you did. Yeah. Cheers to that. Yeah. Mm. What challenge did you have to start a convention like in a year? to just go from nothing to like, okay, we're doing this?
So it's definitely different. It's not going to run like our normal con. Mm-hmm. So Philadelphia, for instance, because I'm Team FD in regards to what this is going for.
Right.
It's in a second full-time job, as we discussed in the last time we talked and Dran was talking about it. It's all year we have certain dates that we set certain things out, and sometimes we miss them, but it's only by a week or something like that. Because, again, we're volunteers. We don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it's very consolidated.
One bit of production suggestions, because we don't have standalone mics because they're attached to the table. Every time you hit the table, people are going to hear it in their headphones because the sound's going to go from there into that, out to there.
Oops.
You didn't know that, but that was okay.
So we have to consolidate it all. And it's not just our con working on it. There's other groups, and every group has their hands in it. My job is at FD, so I run the public safety department. Mm. That's kind of my lane. I stay in it. I offer suggestions where I can at this con. At FD, I help out more because I'm one of the founding members. But here, I kind of just have my lane. Other people are doing the other jobs and attempting to move as quickly as possible for it. It's very much so stressful, but we know the limitations of what we have, and we're shrinking the event down to be able to operate within those limitations. Mm.
Matto says you can't really hear it too much. Just don't slam the table. Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, because we got no one on the board right now hearing what these mics hear. But, yeah.
Think of it as a con light. Everything's going to be shrunken down ever so slightly so that there's a place for people to go that they can feel safe at that isn't the other one.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't feel safe there with what they did.
Are you planning to do a dealer's room?
We are.
Okay.
Yep. It obviously, not as many hours, not as many dealers as FD.
Mm-hmm.
There will be dances every night. There will be a dealer's den for Friday and Saturday until like midday. Because we lose that room. Of course, short notice, you get what you get.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And is Forget About It run through, or excuse me, Forget About It, is that run through Furrydelphia's umbrella of, I don't want to call it tax code, but you know.
So for this year, yes.
Is it being
just because,
paid from the accounts?
Yeah, just because of the time constraint.
Yeah.
And we are the largest event out of the group, so we have the capital for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for this year, but our website even states it, and we keep telling people over and over again because they seem to think that FD is going to run it forever. We're not.
Right.
After this year, once it gets off the ground, hopefully the state, the other event goes away, and our state, my home state, gets a fresh start, and this event is a good springboard. We want to hand it over to an all-Jersey board.
Oh, that's cool.
And kind of let them go from there.
That's good.
Because it's an obligation, I feel like, from my home, from me growing up there, as well as us being the larger event in the area, that we should, step up and be like, people are upset about this. No one's doing anything. I guess we should.
Yeah. Fantastic. Lennox the Dragon, someone you know in the chat, says, hi, Frey. Yeah.
So this... I have a customer. One of my clients is a weed dispensary, and this tastes like how their place smells. It's skunked.
It's a green bottle.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes like half like the Yingling premiums. I would get.
It's like a Fiat factory on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
What you got next for me?
So, what we were talking about? Oh, we got one from the chat. The one Kia says, random questions: are there any bars, pubs, or restaurants within walking distance of my house? No. I'm curious to know if Brian has considered making any on-location episodes of the podcast. We had plans to have it at my friend's restaurant back in Warwicksburg, at the Brick House, but I moved. So, and the owner, Joe, was totally for the idea, but I lived out in the middle of nowhere. There was no one around. Like, when I would do the podcast, it would either be Nick, myself, or Ben McElwee, and then he moved to Cleveland. So there was nothing to talk about. I could go. I'm like, well, I'm at my friend's restaurant, and I guess I could talk to the chat, like any other sort of live stream. But what I would like to do, well, now there's like three or four podcast studios. There's at least two others here in town. One is with Retroware. I think they have two of them. One at their office in Chalfont, and then another one at the arcade in town in Lansdale. Hmm. And then there's the new one being built at Wolf Fitness in North Wales.
Help yourself.
What is that?
Soju.
Soju.
Peach.
Goes down smooth, hits you like a truck.
Okay, then let me get a tiny glass to pour that in.
Yeah, typically shot glasses.
Oh, there's an entire
So it's a Korean thing, and if you're at Korean barbecue, there's an entire like way of doing this. So before you open it, you're like they used to have corks, so you're supposed to like shake it so that all the sediment goes down.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to crack it and use two hands to pour it to the oldest person first.
Mm.
Going to youngest, and if the oldest person offers you a shot and you're younger than them, you have to take it. You have to use two hands to hold the shot glass up, look away from them when you take the shot.
There's what?
Oh, yeah. Korean drinking culture is really interesting. Learned it all from Korean friends.
Is that hot pot place, is that a Korean barbecue or is that something else?
It can be Korean barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Which one?
The one in North Wales.
Yes. There's
By the Asian market.
So there's two of them now.
Yeah.
There's that one and there's the other one. The other one's newer. That other one is more Korean focused.
Mm.
The one you're thinking of is more Chinese hot pot focused, and they have like through the barbecue in there kind of was like, oh, we also have this.
Oh, okay. Because like right down the road or almost in the same plaza, there's Salt. And
yeah, big money. Big money Korean barbecue. Huge money Korean barbecue. Eh.
You've been there?
Yeah.
It's eh?
It's expensive. It's really expensive for what you get.
Mm.
If I'm going to spend that much money, I'm going to go see my buddy Korea Kim in Upper Darby.
Yeah.
And then he'll make me crawl out of that restaurant.
The restaurant's called Korea Kim?
No, that's his name, actually. Oh. Like, he's like, even look him up on Facebook, that's his name. I used to have my birthday over there, so we usually do the Halloween party. That used to be at this restaurant.
Oh, okay.
This Korean barbecue, back when they were a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of a la carte, and it's a little expensive, but Korea's still there.
Mm.
It used to be called Korea Grill House. Now it's Pocha Street or Poca Street. I'm mispronouncing the hell out of that. And there's two locations to it, but he's at that location over there.
Mm.
In Upper Darby, and if he sees us again, I don't think our livers will survive. The one year that I had my party there, my birthday gift from him was a case of soju.
Yeah,
damn.
Strong as this is, just this like, one
what's,
bottle.
What's the percentage of it?
It's only 12%. So it's a rice
bowl. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It just sneaks up on you because it's easy sip.
Yeah,
right. Okay,
and
so,
it's sweet. Like I prefer the unflavored.
Let me get you guys a glass. Talk to the chat or whatever. Matto says, he says, oh no.
Not the soju.
Had a real fun time last time I hit that stuff. Yeah. Things that European American EMS services could learn from each other. Learn from each other.
Stand by.
Don't hurt people.
Now, so European ambulance and services are way ahead of the curve compared to us. It depended on the country. Like Australia is ahead of us as well. They have certain laws for their trucks, for instance, that you can't sit sideways in the truck, which we
sitting
do not.
Sitting sideways. I couldn't find any. Everything's down at the bar.
I love pushing cops.
Yeah.
Would you like some extra, ketchup for your fries, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, how old are you?
This is like getting fries at a burger studio in 2015.
Oh yeah. Oh from really, other yeah.
and my server's name is Troy.
Man bun. Yeah. This burger's gonna be $30.
Yeah, it's gonna have a steak knife in it. I literally was at a place in L.A. that was called like a Glendale Burger Studio. And I walked in, and I, not knowing that I was deep in the 2000s there. In fact, yeah, I went there when I got back from my Alaska job. And that must have been 2013 there. So I was just at the tail end of that.
Yeah. That was still the time that you could get barrel-aged vape juice.
What?
Yeah. There's this company called Lost Pond.
This tastes like Fresca, but it tastes like heavy Fresca.
The water.
That's the Polonia.
I was gonna say the metal is affecting the taste a little.
Is
bit.
It? Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, I got the metal just cups.
Sip it up the bottle.
It's also peach, so the peach tends to grip onto the metal.
Yeah.
Okay. Marcus King says, "Even Brian, I'm tickled that you finally got an STI. I got it. No, I didn't get an STI. I'm a longtime super enthusiast. I've owned six. Have you done anything to prevent combination?" I think you're referring to the one that I had as a giveaway. I only had that car for like a week and a half. So, and I drove like an asshole everywhere I went in it. So, and just had bell bottoms by the John Spencer Blues Explosion on it, and just had that playing everywhere.
But you were playing what's it called too?
From Baby Driver.
You were also when I drove it with you. You were playing what's the name of that band?
Oh, I don't know.
The Devil's Thorny, like Devil Crown or what? Volbeat. You were playing Volbeat.
Volbeat. Yep. Heaven nor Hell. Yeah.
It's like
gym music. I just they were playing that at Wolf Fitness the other day. Who just had a new airbrushed.
Wolf mural.
Another one.
Yeah.
There's fire coming out of the wolf's eyes and mouth.
Mm.
And like big bloody fangs.
I enjoy Takis.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to have their grand opening next Saturday. So I'm doing that event. Nick's going to be there. And then after it's done at like 2, I don't know when we're allowed to check in for that hotel down for Uproar, but I'm going to probably just come back here, shower, get my stuff together, and then head into the city. Or, I'm not bringing remote. I want to just take the train in.
For what?
For Uproar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we can take the train. All we have to do is just get into Lansdale, take the train, and I think we can take the train from Lansdale to Jefferson Station, which is not too far away.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to ride SEPTA. Because
I came from NJ Transit, where it's buy the ticket for where you want to go. No key, no pass.
Yeah.
You're here, type in where you want to go. Okay, it's this much for round trip or this much for single. Beep, thank you. You get in, the guy goes, click, click, and then, you know, halfway through your ride to New York Penn, click, 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 next stop, Secaucus, and then you're in the city.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been on SEPTA.
So
it's pretty much the same thing.
Really? Yeah. I got a SEPTA card. Can I use that?
Should be able to.
Right. Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
So I just put money on that and then get on the train?
Yeah.
Or do I got to go through a turnstile or something?
I think you still need to get a ticket, but I think you can use that card to pay for the ticket.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just like a prepaid card.
I'm not certain. I'm pretty sure it's tap in, tap out now.
On the light rail? Are we technically light rail or commuter rail?
So we do have heavy rail, and we do have light rail, and we do have everything almost. We have underground trolleys as well as a subway. There's the Norristown High Speed Line, which is technically medium rail. It's not really light nor heavy. And then our regional rail is heavy.
Where's the high speed rail go?
A high speed line goes into Norristown and then cuts all the way to, I think, 30th Street. Doesn't it go to 30th Street? Yeah.
I think so.
What makes it high speed?
It works like a bus where you tap in, get on it, and you hit the button if you want to stop at the line.
Okay.
So the driver will just keep going if you don't hit the button.
Oh, okay.
It'll just go point to point. So if you're
it's
like
a train that interesting. That's
yeah, and,
like
they, and they're like one or two car units, and they're small.
Okay, I'm thinking like we got this weird bullet train sort of thing going on.
No, less fun.
Okay, so I'm just gonna ride the landline. I think our line is Lansdale Doylestown.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lansdale, Doylestown, and then it goes to another stop after that.
Yeah. I forget the last stop. Not that it matters. Everybody, this is awesome. Just talk about Philly things the entire time.
Hell yeah.
Marcus King said, my mistake. It was the giveaway car. Man. The one Kia, chatty person. Do you live anywhere near the main line? No, but I made a joke coming up in one of the Patreon videos. Thank you for everybody, even though there's a free one. We're going to take a break in a little bit and then move on to the Patreon video where the cameras are off. And we can just talk about stuff that would get us demonetized on YouTube. But I have a video coming up on the... This Monday we'll have the alternate take of the Monday video where I'm describing a kid who formed his own business called Pussy Getters of the Main Line, and it's just in my head, it's just him. Just this little kid who, like, this rich kid sitting in a rented office with a very tasteful, like, you know, thin Helvetica styled typeface that just says Pussy Getters of the Main Line. And that's like his sort of Chris Chan way of getting laid.
Just got a big tapestry behind him of like a sunset that says Believe.
Yep, it's got that. It's got free mints on the table.
There's a ficus in the corner.
Of course. There's, you have some, because he still remembers the days of independent computer shops. You have rotating lights going around the picture window in the front, around the border of that.
Oh, he's,
you know,
doing
RGB,
like...
color. Yeah. There's a free LaCroix. Oh, Marcus King with a donation. Thank you. Marcus says, I have the opportunity to buy an SW20 Turbo for under $2,000. What on earth is wrong with it if it's under $2,000? It hasn't been registered for over 20 years. I'm thinking of restoring it, enjoying it, and selling it for a profit. You won't make a profit. Thoughts, even if it needs an engine, it seems viable. Everything you said you can do except make a profit. I mean, the only way that this... An SW20, a really, really good one. We're talking a Survivor. Everything stock, everything works. $20,000. Tops. Turbo. I mean, this is me without looking on cars and bids. Someone could correct me. But you're talking... An MR2 is the easiest mid-engine car... to have the most accessible, but it's still a mid-engine car. Getting that engine out requires taking the rear subframe out, requires taking the half shafts out. You need a two-post lift to do this. If you have a two-post lift and a trans mount and an engine hoist, and everything a basic auto shop has, you can do this painlessly. If you're talking about doing this in your parents' driveway or on the street in front of your condo, that's a different story. This could be one of those things that you buy and ends up being parted out on Facebook Marketplace, or maybe you're just going to have a description that says, I'm just trying to make my money back, after you realize what an undertaking this is going to be. Matto says you can probably have put $20,000 in it just to restore it. Yeah, when you say restore it, are we talking paint? Because that's another $20,000. Like, yeah. Real getting paint done is big, big money. I forget how much it cost to wrap Crazy Taxi, but it was, I think, $6,000.
Yep.
To wrap that car. That's a wrap. Paint, you at least put a one in front of that, because you're talking about stripping off all the old paint. Let's say you don't have to paint. Now, change spark plugs, clean the throttle body, new oil, new gear oil. She may just turn over, and that may be fine, and you'd be able to do that. Marcus King says, I was unaware the subframe had to be dropped to pull the motor. Thank you. I have an engine puller, but not a lift. Yeah, you're going to need a lift. Forget the forewarning. Yeah. If you want to get into restoring old cars, the move now is late 90s, early 2000 Civics with the D Series. That's going to be your highest ROI if you feel like trying to flip something. Manual transmission. Something like that.
That was my first car. It was my own first car. It was a 98 Civic.
Yeah.
Five-speed in it. I love that thing to bits.
Yeah.
But prior to that, it was a 2001 Jetta 1.8 Turbo. It was a Mark IV. And that thing ate coil packs weekly. And it died mid-turn on me. It was my parents' car, and it had 220,000 miles on it.
Mm.
And it died mid-turn, locked the steering wheel, and I wound up on my neighbor's lawn.
How?
I don't know.
Okay.
There were gremlins in that thing. So that got parked out front of the house because it was right out from my house.
Mm-hmm.
That got parked there, and I walked in the house and said, I don't know what's wrong with the car. I think it wants to kill me. I need something new.
Yeah.
Try that without the metal, just that last suit.
And so I went and got a 98 Civic in that dusty blue.
Tastes the same.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a French blue 98 Civic.
Uh-huh.
It's like nearly base model, but it still had cruise control.
Mm-hmm.
Still had the buttons for the horns.
Mm-hmm.
I took that thing to Vermont and back. I took that thing all the way down to D.C. and back. I loved that thing. And mm-hmm. I got to Vermont and back in one tank of gas.
That rules. Man. Can't do that on my 4Runner. Oh, my goodness. Car-related question. Man, the one Kia has a lot of questions to say. Car-related question, do you already have a plan to have a split-phase charger for your Kia Niro? Why would I need a split-phase charger?
Split the phases. It just sounds cool. I don't know what
a split-phase charger is, or do you have access to public charging? Okay, so most modern houses, and I mean modern houses mean stuff built after like 1965 or 200 amp service. I mean, a car home charger runs on essentially a dryer plug.
Yep.
It's a different shape. A dryer plug is one shape. Most car chargers use the NEMA 1450 RV plug, and that's what's in my garage. Pay electrician, come out, run 220. And the only thing my electrician asks, shout out to Jack Flash Electric, said, you know, I know this thing runs at 31 amps, but the way I think, if you're thinking about hanging on or buying an electric car, the difference between me running a 40 amp wire versus running 50 amp is $60. I'm not telling you what to do, but you know, you want to be future proof. I'm like, fine, run 50 amp wire. And it's still a 40-amp breaker. So that's all you need. There's nothing. Home charging on electric cars is dumb charging. The car takes care of everything. It just recognizes what's the voltage and what's the amps coming into it and adjusts its regulator rectum fryer accordingly. So that's it.
Rectum, yeah. Damn near killed him.
So.
Yeah, they're saying... phase two or two phase is a level two charger, so that probably just means it's faster.
What's in the basement is level two.
Yeah.
It's just 220 at 31 amps or 32 amps. Level one is that. It's just the wall charger. The 110 at 15, I think, max. Maybe it's 11.5, I don't know. Or 15 amp wire. You plug my car into that, it's 3 days.
Yep.
You plug it into the one downstairs, 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, when we go down to OBX, Drain does the normal plug, and he'll get down there, and it's 3.5-4 days until his car's like fully charged.
Yeah,
if he doesn't move it.
Yeah.
G-Man says, how long will I get out of a 24-Accord 1.5 turbo non-hybrid that I bought new?
250,000 miles minimum. Yeah, just change the oil. You have a turbocharged car, which means your oil is changed at 3,000 miles on the fucking money.
Yeah.
Because that turbo spins at what? 20,000 RPM? It's nuts. And that thing needs fresh oil. It can't have the old cruddy stuff in it. So when it's time to change the oil, don't put it off. It's Matto. Yes, Australians. You Americans and your 110 powers. I'm sorry, man.
Correct.
When I went down there to Australia and that tea kettle,
you 2 seconds,
press that button, boom!
Right away.
I mean, so
the tea kettle's hit in 2 seconds, the spider comes and takes your dog away. You know, it's great.
God, those fucking flies down there. I hated them. But yeah, I mean, okay, so Matto, this house that you see, all American houses run on 220. But for whatever reason, our residential outlets are 110. We have 220. There's one running my stove. There's one running my dryer. And there's another one charging my car. But, you know, we got to think of the babies. And we can't be bothered to have little switches on our outlets. Now, so
you do know that every American child is given a fork the second they enter any household.
Yeah.
And they're required by law to shove it into the outlets to test them.
Has anybody at a Furcon electrocuted themselves?
I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Not one that I've worked.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of things at cons. Not that yet. Yeah.
Have you ever had to
cut someone out of their fursuit? Yes.
Oh, that wasn't my question, but tell me about that.
That was at MFF in 2015 or 13, one of the two. Wasn't 14 because 14 was the gas attack, which I was also there for.
Great.
And working. So there was a gentleman who was in a bear suit who was passed out in the public restroom in the one of the stalls,
mm-hmm.
and would not wake with any form of stimuli, including painful. And so I was like, nope, he's snoring respirations until we tilted his airway open. And I'm like, no, this is coming off. Mm-hmm. And as Rosemont was walking in with her stretcher, I was zoop.
Yep.
And then he got really upset later on. And came in and was like, who did this? I'm like, all right, bud, you were going into respiratory arrest because you were overheating, as well as other things that I'm at a convention and don't have all my equipment, so I can't tell what's going on. But I do know that you being in a giant carpet with snoring respirations, completely unconscious with no eye movement.
What are snoring respirations?
So it means the airway's blocked. Oh. Not enough that they're stopping from breathing, but if like he was like this.
Mm.
So it's, you're cutting the airway off and you can hear it in my voice. Yeah, so... I tilted his head up, went like this.
Which so you're able to get the head off.
There's technical terms for all that. He didn't have the head on.
Oh, okay.
He had vomited profusely in the toilet.
Oh.
And fallen over.
Okay.
Yeah, so that suit came off. I did not cut on the seams. It was a situation where it's like, is this guy going to code? He needs to come out of here, and that needs to come off immediately.
Yeah.
ABCs you don't mess around with.
Mm.
ABC
meaning...
ambulate before carry. No, it's airway breathing and circulation.
All right.
And if you're in cardiac arrest, it's CAB, circulation, airway breathing. Really, it's airway breathing, can you walk, is also the other one.
How long after you took your scissors?
With shears, yeah.
Your shears to the fursuit did he come to?
He only came to at the hospital.
Ah, so he has...
He came back in.
And then he came back to bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. We saved your life, dickhead.
Yeah, it...
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was... What were you going to ask? Because that's my...
I was going to ask if you ever had to administer an EpiPen.
Not at a con.
How about... what is it?
Naloxone,
yes.
Narcan?
Yes.
Not at the con, not yet. I'm
not
sure
at a con.
I'm sure
in your normal work, yeah.
All the time at work, but not at...
Yeah, I guess opiates aren't something furries do.
It's that they're showing up again.
Are they?
The cocaine's really big right now. I don't know why.
I'm sorry for laughing. The 80s are back,
yeah, the
80s
are back. People are dressing like it and doing the same drugs. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of coke-related incidents. Less so alcohol.
What? And, really?
Yeah, I've talked to you about this as one-on-one in the car before, but I have this entire theory about How the cigarette being replaced by the vape at a convention has caused clicks to happen more, and also us to not see as many drunks. So room parties happen at every convention. Mm-hmm. Our convention is friendly towards them because people want to party. So do we.
Really?
So we're not going to kill their parties off because we want to go to them when we're off shift.
Yeah.
That's kind of our motto. That's unofficial. Don't make the hotel angry. But, and this is coming from the head of public safety. Oops. So
no, but we have other people in public safety that if you get out of hand, we have two letters called TJ, and
he throws you. So the theory is all these room parties happen, and what used to happen, like when I started going to these conventions, back in like 2011, 2012. One second. We would go to the parties. Everyone would get tipsy, and then you would be like, "I need a cigarette."
Yeah.
And then the entire room would go in unison, "I need a cigarette."
Yeah.
And so all the and then it was like a clock.
Yeah.
All the parties you'd see empty out. The elevators are full of people downstairs, and then you would watch the wave. There'd be like 100, 200 people coming downstairs, everyone lighting up at the same time, smoking cigarettes, and they would intermingle.
Mm-hmm.
So people were less clicky because you would get invited to other parties. I'm going to go to this one next because all these guys are cool. Everyone's drunk, having a good time.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of commingle and go to other parties and hang out.
Mm.
But the thing that happened with that as well was all the people who couldn't hold their liquor would also come downstairs going, cigarette. And then they would show up, and then their buddies would be like, ooh, he can't come back up. They didn't want to go up, and now Bob is in the lobby throwing his cookies into the bucket.
Mm. So now that people, you know, vape, they're just staying
they're
in
coming,
the room,
yeah.
getting shit housed.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really easy to hide being drunk when you're passed out in the hotel floor in your room.
Yeah. Hmm.
We used to like 2012, 13, 14, 15, really around 16 is when we stopped seeing it. Mm. It would be like 5 to 6 a night where people like somebody's passed out in the chair in the lobby. Someone's vomiting in the atrium. Oh, some guy's fighting a lamppost. Like, you would just come and you would pick him up, go, "Hey, buddy, I think you've had a little bit too much to drink."
Yeah.
"Who's your roommate?" "Dark Fox." "Which one?" "He's got white hair." "Which one?" "He's got piercings." "Which one?"
"One."
"Give me a room number."
"He's got an undercut haircut."
Which one?
Yeah.
"He's got a made-for-you fursuit. It's a green fox with black hair and white paws."
"He works
Well, there's 16 of those here, so you're going to have to be more specific."
"He works for IT. That didn't narrow it down. He works for Raytheon." "Okay, I know who he is." A question from Marcus King. Thank you so much for the donation, and also thanks for hanging around the channel for 10 freaking years. What's the thoughts on the revival of the International Scout, possible Volkswagen investment into it? Okay, if Volkswagen makes an International Scout, we'll just have this body. We'll have this amalgamation car, and I'm sure it's going to be fine. The thing about the original International Scout is that was a farm truck. That's all it was meant to do. So what I fear is that we're getting a Marvelization of, like, Marvel movie style of some of these classic brands coming back full of member berries who just want these old things back. I hope they make their mint. You know, Enios did it correctly with the Grenadier. So, you know, I wish them well. Mm. So when you get at a convention, when you get cocaine-related incidents, what do they look like?
Mm.
Not pretty.
They're not pretty.
So we don't, you know, everything is a bell curve. Most people know what they're doing when it comes to party drugs. We don't have interactions with them. We don't see them.
Mm-hmm.
I see them when I'm partying, and that's fine because it's, you know, it's a safe space for that. We, again, partner with DanceSafe. Mm-hmm. And harm reduction is better than trying to ban everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. People just do it harder.
Yeah.
So, you know, people can overdo it on cocaine, though. It causes a lot of cardiogenic symptoms. It can drop your blood pressure. It can cause... it pretty much causes a paradox between how fast your heart is beating and how much oxygen you're actually getting.
Mm.
So the Sodium potassium pumps inside your heart get affected by it, or the calcium potassium. Don't quote me on that. I'll have to pull the literature for it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a specific subset of stuff that's going on in the myocardium that it's affecting and causing a paroxysmal kind of effect where you're beating faster, going crazier.
What
but,
is prox?
So it, the opposite of what you want.
Okay.
So two systems should be working harmoniously to do the same thing, which mm-hmm. is pump blood around your body, providing nutrients and oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
What's not happening is one is going faster, please. The other one's going no, slower. So you're getting.
And which one is which under blow?
So what do you mean under blow? So they're both going crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It causes a significant amount of MIs, which are heart attacks, and okay. a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, younger, healthier populations, you're not going to see that as much. But repeated usage can cause it.
Yeah.
And repeated usage throughout a day, mixing with a depressant such as alcohol, where you're like, keep on. You're going to drop your pressure. You're going to look pale as a ghost. You're going to get diaphoretic, which is being sweaty without doing any activities.
Mm.
So you're cold and sweaty, not hot and sweaty.
Mm.
And then you're going to start losing consciousness and maybe have some respiratory arrest or some cardiac arrest.
God damn.
But that's if you're really going at it. Like if you're just at the party and you're like, key bump, ooh, yeah, wee, that was fun. Okay, next, more beer. You're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't know their limits sometimes, and they overdo it. And then their friend comes downstairs and says, hey, man, my buddy, he doesn't look. And then you look at him, and he looks like crap.
Yeah.
You know, from the door, assessment's a real thing in EMS. You'll walk in, and if you see Pam on the couch, probably a couch that looks like this one, with her bags packed, and she's sitting there with her phone looking down at it and goes, oh, good, you're here. Thank God. I need to go to Abington Hospital. I've been unable to poop for 5 days, and she's got good color. She can breathe. She had a conversation with you. Her airway is open and patent.
Yeah.
You didn't hear her breathing walking in the door. Now, if I walk in and Billy's sitting on the couch and he's kind of slumped over slightly, but his eyes still track me. He walks in, but he looks blue or pale, and he's like, that there's a major difference. The from the door assessment is a real thing, and that kind of determines your bullshit or oh shit meter real quick. And the cocaine stuff, if you do too much of it, yeah, it turns in from a bullshit to an oh shit very quickly.
Right.
I won't ever personally mess with it because the cardiogenic it's cardiogenic toxic.
Yes,
it's cardiac toxic. It will kill your heart eventually if
God
you do
damn.
Enough of it. So I'm good.
Yeah.
No shame or shade on anyone who does it.
Right.
People, listen, the world's a horrible place, and if people want to find their escape through it, that's perfectly fine by me.
I've never done cocaine, and because I like coffee so much, I'm afraid I'd probably really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a stimulant, so it does have that effect where it can, you know, everything can be addicting whether people say it is or not.
Yeah.
Just, you know, gambling is an addiction. That's not a chemical. It's
dude,
a chemical response in
dude,
the brain.
I had a friend of mine from college who got hit by that hard. And she confessed to me, like I have this, like, I know it's wrong, but, like, I feel the need to go to Atlantic City all the time. And, like, her game was just blackjack. Yeah.
Yeah, quitters never win.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And she says, like, I know I shouldn't. But she would just drive, like, 90 down the New Jersey Turnpike just to go there. At like at dumb hours, like 10:30 at night. Marcus King. Oh, we answered that question. Thank you. What do you see there?
Dad did coke and he is a little younger than I am and had a stroke a few days later.
Yeah, so it's a nasty thing. Like I said, no shade, no harm. Just be safe with it if you're going to do it. And I'm not condoning that you do it because I'm not legally allowed to do that, but just be safe. I'm not going to throw shade at you either.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nasty one. The legalization of like marijuana and stuff has helped as well with the reduction in our alcohol cases.
On the subject of Mary Jane, how would you handle? Because I had a situation where I had to help a friend who had an edible that wasn't what they thought it was.
Too strong.
Very.
So they greened out.
Yeah, it's very much. I think I'm going crazy. I think I'm having a heart attack. I think I need to go to the hospital, and I'm not sure if this is real or not.
So we get that at work, actually. I get called for that all the time.
Yeah.
My favorite trick is fresh cracked black pepper. You crack a crap ton of it, especially in like this, one of these. Crack a bunch of it and have them sit there and don't get it into their nose, but have them breathe it in. I like to call the fresh cracked black pepper the Narcan for weed.
Yeah.
Because it has terpenes in it that go in through your nostrils, get absorbed, and actually take over the same receptors as the THC.
Really?
And it won't get rid of the high, but it will increase the sedative effect and decrease the anxiety effect.
Interesting.
So, but they have to constantly be sniffing it, and you have to refill it. Eventually, once that hump goes, it'll be better, but it's kind of like the Narcan for a green ale.
Interesting.
I'll come into people's houses all the time, especially with those edibles, and they'll be like, man, I'm going to die. I'm like, give me a minute. Black pepper, sitting in their kitchen. They're like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, don't worry about it.
We're making you something that's... Yeah, my guy had an edible. I think it was like 20 milligrams or something like that. Now, granted, I've had greenouts before by myself in my room. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't for... Oh, I got two stories about that. But my guy... we didn't have anything in the room, and the room was a room party. The set and setting wasn't ideal. But I think someone just brought him ice cream and just said, here, just eat this ice cream and... think about how good it tastes.
I mean,
and that was like, I guess, distracting him a little.
So a distraction will work as well. But if they're at the point where they're experiencing symptoms, like symptoms where they're like impending doom and things like that, the pepper helps. Hot. If they start vomiting, hot shower. Hot shower. Like, in you go. Again, don't quote me because it's been a while since I've seen it because it's kind of dropped off. There was a time where I was getting a bunch of it, but there is a specific, not symptom, but there's a specific condition where if you are a longtime user of THC, you can suddenly get this syndrome where you immediately just projectile vomit all the time.
Interesting.
And one of the quickest and fastest cures for that is to go into a hot shower and ride it out. But when your hot water goes away, you may start vomiting again.
Damn. I did vomit when I hit a vape that was I took too much of it and I didn't know what kind it was. And you know, I'm used to the THC high being about 20 minutes to maybe 40 minutes and a logical rising action peak and then denouement. But this one, I was like high for like an hour and 50 minutes or something like that. Just to the point where I'm losing track of time. I'm thinking I've gone around again. That's what was the thought that I remembered. Oh, that's right. I just die and come back again all the time. And this is just me remembering
life, death, that, life, yes, death, yes, life, death, life, yeah, death, life,
yeah,
death.
Yeah. And like, oh, I'm remembering something about my last time I went around. And I do remember like having like, it's almost like a blackout. I'm like, I'm.
Yes. Cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. Yep. That is it. I have not seen it in quite a while, but yeah, one of the recommendations from our medical director at the time that I had was like, in the shower they go. And I tried it and it did work. A hot shower. Cracked black pepper I learned from working the conventions.
Nice.
It's a lot like Music Fest, so you learn a lot of the party drugs and you learn what to deal with them. How to deal with them.
What I was experiencing was time skip, where how'd the camera do that? Speaking of time skip,
oh, camera,
oh, it came back.
Where's
it
going?
Did it again?
Is it tracking us? It's tracking us.
It has software built into it.
That's neat.
Huh? So I'll go this way. I'll go this way.
Look at that. I don't like that at all. But anyway, that's neat.
Interesting.
Stop doing that.
I think I need to download software or something like that.
It keeps doing it. I'm trying to get it to go back.
So the little divot next to the camera is actually like a touchpad. Like I wonder if you can turn it off with that.
He's moving it now.
Whoa, it zooms in and out.
Yo, that's cool.
How do we make it zoom back out, though?
I don't know.
The white zone is for loading and unloading only.
Oh, I had a lot of soju. It's showing up.
Look at my face. I'm getting red too, and I don't normally get red. It's probably because I'm wearing this hoodie. This hoodie makes my skin pop out.
Yeah, and the other time was... No, that was just a normal edible where I just got super high and I didn't know how to deal with it. The funny thing about my friend, this was also at Midwest where the guy gave him the ice cream. After which he was on, and he also got really cold too, so he asked for his coat. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting in bed with his coat on and the blankets over top of him. And then once we realized he was fine, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out in fursuit and come back. And I ran into a friend of mine. It's like, hey, so-and-so's up there, you know, getting a little bit too high. You got an edible. And the guy looks at me and is like, I'm rolling on 80 milligrams right now. What a fucking pussy, you know? And then walked away and we just laughed.
People do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm not a big fan of that. I was like, that's cool. I'm glad you're the master of weed.
Yeah.
But we're not and he's not. And
yeah.
He was
just being funny, but
oh thank God, because there are people who legitimately will sit there and go like no, if your entire personality is cannabis,
no, this guy's not he's got a good job and everything, he's just has a very high tolerance.
I wish.
Yeah,
I think we all wish, because that makes that makes it a little easier to not overdo it.
How long have we been going for? What's our time stamp? Do we have one?
Hour and 4 minutes.
We've been going for an hour and 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's been a fantastic free podcast. We're going to take a break here and then move on to the Patreon one after I pee out some of this whatever beer this was.
Peroni. It's like Fiat on a Tuesday.
It goes in as pee. It comes out as pee. It shall forever remain pee.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for everybody who watches this podcast. This one will be up on our second channel, and we will also have the audio go up. I have to give it to Nick for iTunes. And then please subscribe to our Patreon. It's $1. $1. There are higher tiers, but $1 gets you the uncensored podcast. It even gets you uncensored old school RCRs that would otherwise get me demonetized on YouTube. So thank you so much. And I got to promote our merch, because we got merch now that I don't talk about enough that Nick's takes care of. So for Holly, Frey, and myself, Brian, we're your regular friends. Have a great night. Bye.
I want some merch.
Good.
I want some merch too. I gotta pay for my merch.
Oh my God.
I'm not at the point yet where I can just have.